moet ik pas stemmen, wat voor hem is een kap?
Holding in the end of Shabbos. Motzi Shabbos is two Zachen. There's one thing that is called Tosfos Shabbos. There's the Inyan Lehoisif Min Achol Al HaKodesh, like we spoke in the beginning of Shabbos. Is the Indian to be Moisif Me'achol Al HaKodesh. And it shows the Ahava, the Chibo that a person has for Shabbos. But it's different halachas. You can tchila not to do melacha till Avdole. Even if you say Baruch HaMavdil, some things it's also to do, some things like a tchila not to do. But there's an Indian, to be Moisif Michol Al HaKodesh. It could be Tzimitzas Ese, it could be Tzidur Rabbonon. But a person has to be Makbid in it, to be Moisif Michol Al HaKodesh. So for sure, the time that I have in the calendar, Alamol is Moisif Michol Al HaKodesh. There's an Indian, to be Moisif Michol Al HaKodesh. To add to the Shabbos. To be Moisif to the Shabbos. Then there's the Indian to have a Sudas Melave Malke. And there's the Indian to wash your hands. About it. Can't say it's Me'akev. It's brought down in Sforim that is a bone that a person has, that bone is the bone that from Dirwa Bitchias Amesim. And that bone only eats in Motzi Shabbos. He's only Yoinik from the Suda of Melave Malka. Some say it's not Balabatish Pshat, that Valet only eats in Melave Malka, so it never ate from Eitz Adas. That's the reason Memele, it's come to Tchir. Because if it only eats in Melave Malka, so it never ate Eitz Adas. So Memele, the Tchir will come from there. Avada is different min hogim. Some people really put a tablecloth and some people put candles for Lava Malka. But it's very important to be makbid, to have a sudas for Lava Malka. And Sforim is brought down that a big part of showing the chashivus of Shabbos is when you have the sudas for Lava Malka. It gives a chashivus. Like when a very choshev person comes to visit you, everyone knows, Yalam Mazagim, Rabbi Yashiv comes to your house to visit you. So he's leaving. So, yeah, you stay in the seat. Okay, he's leaving. Goodbye. Everyone understands. The Chavetz, you walk him to the door. Yeah? Why? That's the Chavetz. You melave, chutzina, lochus, hilchus, levaya. Everyone understands that the right thing is you walk him. If you don't walk him, there's a kind of lack in the chashivus. Kind of lack in the chashivus. So if a person has a Shabbos, why Chazal tell us we don't know the Gdolim? Or there's an Indian to show a Melave Malke. To show that you Melave the Malke. You Machshiv the Shabbos with the Levaya of the Malke. So, the person wants to have a davar sholem, to have a Shabbos, shem Shabbos karoi. As an Indian to have a sudas melave malke, shed is for him that lost when Chal Mashiach will come. The malke is a big atzole, but this is the shlomo for the tisefes of Shabbos, is the part melave malke. I want today really to speak about Chodesh Adar. Baruch Hashem, we're going into Chodesh Adar. Spoke a little bit Shabbos about it. Chazal tell us, Chodesh Adar be'etzem is a very big Chodesh of Avodah. Chodesh Adar is a very big Chodesh of Avodah. Chazal tell us, Hodar kibluo bimei Achashverosh. Klal Yisrael will mekabel the Torah again bimei Achashverosh. Moidoi Rabbe Loi Raise, Har Sinai was kofo aleim har kegigis, and we did it in force. Moidoi Rabbe Loi Raise, Hodar kibluo bimei Achashverosh. Klal Yisrael will mekabel the Torah again bimei Achashverosh. What is the point of Klal Yisrael and Mekabel the Torah again b'mei Achashverosh? So it's Mevur and Sforim that Avada was Chibas Anes. Klal Yisrael and Mei Achashverosh, they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael ate from Sudas Achashverosh, the Chayev Kloyo was a Gzeira. And they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't leave them in every matzah. We'll explain maybe a little bit soon more. But this is what they saw. And even every Shvera Matzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with them. When they saw that, they were Mekabel the Torah Me'av. They taught Alemol, if you keep the Torah, it's good. And if you don't keep the Torah, it's bad. No, we have to be Mekabel the Torah. It's scary. You know, he's the boss, he's the master, he's in charge. He tells you, if you do the Torah, good, it's not, I kill you. It's no option. For sure, I want good, but this is Kofar and Marike Gigis. I've added they knew that it's also Gan Eden. If you learn, you become a Choshev again. If you don't learn, terrible. Same. So some days you like it, some but so this is called Kofar and Marike Gigis. The Mecha Shverish, they learned that even that Klal Yisrael was Choyte, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already prepared that soul, and he prepared everything. So while they realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared every atzol and everything was there, everything was ready, waiting for it, everything was ready for it. So while they saw it, they mekabel teiru be'ava. We'll explain it in a minute. This is be'etzem the avoida of Chodesh Adar. This is the avoida of Chodesh Adar. Said it a couple times from the Kotzker Rebbe that if there's a room full with dark and you want to get rid of the dark, you take sticks, you hit the dark, it doesn't go away. You take bags, you collect the black and take it out of the room, it stays black. More bags, take out all the black, it stays. You take one little match, you put them on, the whole dark disappears. How? That's what happens. So the Kotzker Rebbe, life of a person sometimes is dark. He goes to Vaidim. He goes to Shmuzim. He learns Musa. Sticks. But a lot of times the black stays. But if you manage to have a light, the dark disappears. Chazal say, La'yehudim oysa oiro v'simcho v'soson v'yiko oiro zutoiro. Torah has different mashalim, different times. And Purim, and the Megillah, La'yehudim oysa oiro, zutoiro. The Torah became a light. And when the Torah becomes a light, the dark disappears. It's not the pshat you have to work on yourself to manage to work it out. The dark disappears. It's light. It's shiny. There's no nisoyen. Klal Yisrael came to that koyach, to that argoshe. Chodesh Adar has this zgula. To come to avodas Hashem mitoich simcha, mitoich avo. To come to avodas Hashem. The Yitzhar Hore knows that this is the most dangerous month for him. Rosh Hashanah is not a dangerous one for him. Do tshuva. Motzi Yom Kippur already has a plan for you. Sukkot is in the way to Eretz Yisrael to stop someone in Europe. Yeah. It's all planned, yeah. he's not so nervous what will be. Chodesh Adar, he gets very nervous. But before recently, yeah? He would get very nervous, I'm all from Chodesh Adar. Why? If a person gets a gishmak and gets delight, there's no one to talk to. There's no one to talk to. I can't scare the guy anymore. It's light. It's good. You can't fight it. See, the Yitzhahorim makes Chodesh Adar to be the most shvach Chodesh. But if a person will manage that Chodesh Adar will be his shtark Chodesh, the Nisoyen disappears. Svarim state that every time, every tkufa, the Zel B'Koich has come, the Nisoyen will disappear. I mean, normally Nisoyen. Nothing will be left. If a person will take the Chodesh Adar and learn mit der ganzen Starkheit, mit der ganzen Avoida, the Nisoyen of the whole year will disappear. La Yehudim oiso oiro. Oiro. It doesn't write Torah. Why? Megillah. Right. La Yehudim is a Torah. Torah, right? Torah. Nah, Torah. Even oiro. It's Torah. Was oiro. Was oiro. So I want a little bit to mashayach ourselves to that. The Amol, I would speak about it mamish before Purim. And then some Choshim Bochim had tainus to me. 3 days before Purim already, when the Tzohara is already shaylet bekipa, yeah, and they're selling outside all different costumes, and already the guy already bought his costumes, and Pitam to explain to him that is under the plans, so he lost Chodesh Adar. He booked tickets. It's not a chokhmah to speak the last 2 minutes against the Yetzer Hore. So I decided to take the Chodesh Adar. Chazal say, Haman said Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, but he didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Chodesh Adar. What's the pshat? The Teire. Moshe Rabbeinu was born. He taught the Kvura from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ois Teire. And we told him, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Chodesh Adar. This is the beginning of Teire. That's in the Sinos of Shal Teire. That's in the Sinos of Shal Teire. Hodar kiblu abimeach ha-shveiris. Zman et kabola sateire is Chodesh Adar. What's in the pshat? What's in the pshat? Before Shem explain, I'll say one thing. Marshall, we drink wine in Purim. Why we drink wine in Purim? So about the Nes was Nase B'Yayin. Esther gave Achashverosh to drink. Ketoyv Lev HaMelech B'Yoyin. Omar Lahov Yismim Muchon. V'chotu B'Mishteh Achashverosh. Everything was done with Yayin. But it's another Hezbo. It's another Hezbo. Abba Kaisis, we also drink from wine. It's brought down in Sforim that, when a person drinks wine and they bring him a better bottle of wine, Halacha, you make a brocha atoy ve'ameitiv. So the Mefarshim ha'emed of them, you drink a bottle of wine, they bring you a better bottle of wine, atoy ve'ameitiv. You know what is atoy ve'ameitiv? It's the most beautiful brocha that a Jewish person could do. Hatoiv ve'ameitiv. He's good. Hatoiv ve'ameitiv. The nicest words that a person could say. Chutzum hadon aloch shas bavli. Yeah. But hatoiv ve'ameitiv. Yeah. The nice hatoiv ve'ameitiv. Shtal tzach to a person has a bar of chocolate. He has a pizza pie, and they bring him like a pizza pie with extra things. Hatoiv ve'ameitiv. I say prost. Prost. I would do hatoiv ve'ameitiv. Finish Masech Tashas. Finish Shas. Atoy ve'ameitiv. Makes sense. Finish Yerushalmi. Gor Atoy ve'ameitiv. A bottle of wine, at them Zotman Atoy ve'ameitiv. Kenished. A bottle of wine, Atoy ve'ameitiv. So the Tesis and Arvi Psochim are not going out to the Tesis. Tesis says that Haruge Beisar, Atoy ve'ameitiv in Birkas Hamazon, is connected to Haruge Beisar, Shenitnu Lekvura. Tesis says that Be'etzem, when they killed Haruge Beisar, And all the goyim took the blood and they put it in the kromim. All the grapes grew better from the blood. So we made it. So here was a gewaltige pshat. If you take a person that never saw how you do wine, you take him to France. France is the place to do the best wine in the world. But you know, he never saw, he doesn't know nothing. He sees, he goes there to a kerem, he sees grapes, every grape, like a watermelon. Grapes. He's sure these grapes, you could sell them for millions. He sees the guy comes, takes off the grapes, you want to see what it is, and he puts it in a big pit. He puts big boots, and the guy starts to step on it. Meshuganah. Said, no, chosh will be grape juice. No, the guy just says not to touch it. He waits till it gets sour, his little flies start to come. Go meshugana. Says, okay, vinegar. No. The guy waits, becomes wine, he takes barrels, puts it inside, sends it down, and locks it. Says, by me, you bury people. Here they bury wine. Meshugana. The guy buries it for 100 years, he says not to open. Because this guy leaves the world and thinks the people in France are Meshugoyim. We know Meshugoyim, a normal process of wine. I'm asking you a shayla. So if we will go there and we will see the French people are busy with the wine, what will we say to ourselves? Hey, French is Meshugoyim? No, they're not Meshugoyim. They're doing wine. And maybe sometimes we'll forget the answer. We'll say, 1 second, no, they're not Meshugoyim. No, Taka, they're doing wine. They're not Meshugoyim, they're doing what? We'll never struggle with that child, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world as El Bezach. Grapes is the only product, kimat, the only product in the world, that comes to the world complete. It's Shiva Saminim. You could spoil it, make it grape juice sour, and in the end it becomes better and better and better. It's kimat no product like that. You have wheat. Wheat is not good. You make bread, it becomes chashuv. Grapes are chashuv. Shiva saminim. You could kill it and make it better. A person comes to this world, he's like a grape. He's a full product. The more that he passes Nisyoinus. It's hard for him in Seder, it's hard for him to learn. All the Nisyoinus that passes. All the Nisyoinus. It's in the end makes him to become better. Saif, he becomes better. When a person sees wine, he says, Ribbono shel Olam, du bist hatoyi v'ameitiv. The same thing that I see the wine was good, bad, to become better. What we pass and it's hard in this world is to be. It's a process that we become better people. To be. This is Be'etzem, the Yiddishkeit. Yesod Purim was the Zal Bezach. Chazal say, Gdoy lo asora satabas. Yoisar mimimches neviim venevia shel isnabu leYisrael. Klal Yisrael were going down and down and down. There was no way to stop it. Hashem made a chashveirish to make a gzeire for Klal Yisrael. Was good for us. We were chayzer b'tshuve. Was good for us. We were chayzer b'tshuve. Nothing bad happened here. And don't think that it changed. Hashem, before he made Haman, he killed Vashti, he put Esther, everything was there. Achar HaDvorim HaEile. The Goyen says that Ish Yehudi Oya B'Shushan HaBiro, that Be'etzem Mordechai was in Shushan HaBiro, and Ahasuerus wanted to make a very interesting cheer, and he couldn't find people to do it only in Shushan. So they built a cheer in Shushan. They finished to build that special chair like Shlomo HaMelech with all the animals. They couldn't bring it to Ir HaMalchus. So Ahasuerus turned the Ir HaMalchus to be in Shushan. that Mordechai doesn't have to be matriach. Not the pshat, the punk was a Mordechai. I said it a couple times. Pshach would say, Alamor, that this is klar. If we would be b'mei Mordechai v'Esther, we would be against Mordechai. We'll be against Mordechai. Why? Haman made a gzera that you have to mishtach v'to Haman. It's no issue to mishtach v'to a person. But he put a getchka. No, meikar adin, if a guy says to mishtach v'to him, not to the getchka, he's not mechaven, meikar adin, you're allowed to. Mordechai decided to be machmir. If you lay on the floor before, he says, no problem. He says, no, I will stand. He says, no, so go to a different street. He says, no. Okay, show you don't know what to do. Mordechai got very angry at Mordechai. He asked who it is. I told him he's Jewish. He says, it's pasnished. I asked everyone to bear it down to me. Now I'll kill him. You know what? Kill all of the Yidden because of him. So al pon of his, Haman doesn't have nothing against Yidden. That's in Megillah. Vayiv is bein l'shlach Yidden Mordechai. He didn't want to kill all the Yidden. Haman doesn't have nothing against Yidden. But they told him the whole story. He decided, you know what? We'll kill all of them. Mordechai comes out to everyone. You know, it's a gzeira because yesterday you ate in that Sudas HaChashverosh. So Mordechai loves up the cup. You ate Sudas HaChashverosh. You start up with him. He wants to kill us. What? Say sorry. Take care of it. So Mordechai, Lemaise, his ex-wife, is married to the king. He works out a deal, and they kill Haman. He says, "Rabbi, say now a yontef. Hashem saved us because you did tshuva." The Mordechai, Baruch Hashem, you messed up, you fixed it, but please next time, on kanois. Avshach said, "Everyone in our generation would say that. Don't think if you would be then, you would be believing in Mordechai. If you today you're against the kanoim that yell, you know, and Beit Shemesh, yeah. So don't think it's different. I'm not going now the right or wrong. It's not the point." It's not the point. What do you think these people make us that the friar will think like this and this? They exactly the same thing in Mordechai. And for 7 years it didn't look that he's right. Don't think it looked right that he's right. It didn't look right. Every time it got worse. Then it was a treat to hang up Mordechai. It was just getting worse and worse. But Chazal tell us punk fakert. The answer was chayev kloya. But because Mordechai was meisa nefesh al kiddush Hashem, so he decided to kill Mordechai. Mordechai, while he was Moisa Nefesh, he was Yoytze Me'agzeire. Because he was Moisa Nefesh at Kiddush Hashem. While Mordechai had to be saved, through Mordechai, Gans Klal Yisrael was saved. This was the Pesach to break the Gzeire. This is what Zeresh told Mordechai. Told Haman, Zeresh Oya V'chol Kroyve. Im Zera Yehudi Mordechai Ke'achilo Yisrael Yipoy Lefonov, everyone. While Mordechai is yid, and he's starting to fall, everything will go through Mordechai. This is the way it works. Mordechai saved us. But be yisoyde what Christ also. Even b'shas de gzeire, b'shas de charoinaf. Everything is what? For our good. Everything is for our good. How much Haman became bigger? The Ma'aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave base Haman to Mordechai. And Mordechai became instead of Haman. Lo yitzim, Haman will be much bigger. So Mordechai would be bigger, right? Because everything that Haman got, Mordechai got. Mistama, everyone now was upset why the day before HaMelech didn't give Haman a bit more. If HaMelech would give Haman before a couple days before another $1 million, so Mordechai would get another $1 million. So by answer, everything was for our good. Klal Yisrael realized in Purim that there's no bad in the world. When we thought that Haman is bad for us, it's to machzir us b'tshuva, to mekarav us l'avinu shebashamayim. They realized that the hanoga of the world, even the punishment what Hashem gives Klal Yisrael, He wants the good. The Hainu, listen carefully. Every person Hashem wants him to be the best. It's not only if you're good, it's presence, and if you're bad, you're bad, you're punished. Klal Yisrael realized when I wake up in the morning, like I want to be the best guy, upstairs they also want me to be the best. And they're working it out for me. It doesn't look like that because they took away my chavrusa, they took away my seat, they took away my dira. That's what it looks like. It's a process. No one wants my bad. Like everyone knows, my father, my mother, my friend wants my best. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants the best. When Klal Yisrael realized that, they had such avet to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there's no kas on Mordechai. I'll ask you a shayla. Someone opens a yeshiva and supports millions of people. He deserves Gan Eden? Yes or no? So yeah, why? He made so much Teira and Klal Yisrael. He mamish helps them even more. Gmach, everything, mamish more. You know who is the biggest machzor b'tshuva? Not El Sameach, not Esh HaTorah, not Birthright, not all these achim. You know who is the biggest machzor b'tshuva? Haman HaRosha. One gzeire, everyone was chayzor b'tshuva. Mistome, he is like the biggest machzor b'tshuva in the list. Pashtas, yeah? What's the difference if they dance with him in Russia? Oh, they write letters in the Chayzer B'Tshuva. The difference? If you have a son, you tell him, listen, if you don't behave, I'll patch you. And then he learns. You think you're a good father? No, you're Haman, right? That's bizarre. Haman also said, if you don't behave, I'll patch you. Well, he was a shliach, the Chayzer B'Tshuva. I think we owe a kolos atayif to Haman. G'doylo asoros atabas, he managed to do what 48 Nevi'im didn't manage to do. And Haman didn't do nothing. Even one hair he didn't take off us. It's only a skier. That guy told his son, if you don't learn, I'll patch you. Haman said, I'm going to kill you. And that's it. We owe a kol hatayif to Haman. We owe a kol hatayif to Haman. And this is the oimek lemevinim besimchas purim lo yoda ben boruch Mordechai or Haman. I don't know who has the biggest char. Who did more for Klal Yisrael, Mordechai or Haman? Pashtas Haman. Haman pushed him to the side, Mordechai comes and it'll be okay. When a person comes to that akorah that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is shlichim, he doesn't know, he's not upset with Haman. Angry at Haman. Baruch Hashem. What is the answer? It's a very hard answer. Like when you drink wine, you can't get to the tifkat of the answer. This is the oimek, one of the hezberim of Le'yoda ben Or Haman Le'boruch Mordechai. When a person has such a akorah, this is the oich. A person wants to learn. He wants to be close to Hashem. Chavis Halvov says, the reason people don't learn is because they have tirda samefesh, the akdom of the shara bitochen. But if you'll have shara bitochen, you will every time sit and learn. This is the whole Chodesh Adar. This is the avoid of Chodesh Adar. The Yetzer Hara doesn't want you, but if a person will take on himself, 3 more days, Chodesh Adar is coming. Stark, Chodesh Adar will be by him, so he can get the Purim Kippurim. He will be Zoicha Takel, Ayehudim, Oysa, Eiro, Besimcha, Besosa.